The past few weeks we have been following Jesus during Holy Week. I'm not sure why the lectionary has this at Holy Week, but it does. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees have each taken their turn trying to embarrass Jesus in front of his followers. And Jesus has now had enough. And this is his response. It comes from the 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Listen for the word of God and allow it to find you where you are on your journey today. Then Jesus said to the crowd, what's going on with this? Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on the shoulders of others. But they are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others. They make their paracletes broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at the banquets and have the best seats in the synagogue. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplace and have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi because you have one teacher and you are all the students. And call no one father on earth because you have a God, the one who is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be the servants, and all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. This is the word of life. Thanks be to God. I want to remind you that whenever we read the Gospels, in the background we need to remember that they were living under foreign oppression of the Romans. That the Romans had literally come in and taken over. And on top of that, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, in order to make a deal with Rome, in order to be able to keep their power, they kept the poor down. And Jesus has seen them, and Jesus has proclaimed a good news to them. Not the rule of Rome, but the reign of God. And that's why it is an act of sedition to say Jesus is Lord. Because in the time of Rome, one was supposed to say Caesar is Lord. And here the Pharisees and the Sadducees have been taunting Jesus and they are literally sending him to his death. And Jesus says, I have respect for their office. The Pharisees, after all, came from this group of people who had sought freedom for the people. And the word Pharisee means to be separate. They had separated themselves in order to serve God. And Jesus said, you can respect their office, but do not do what they do, because the way they're leading their lives is wrong. You are to act as a servant. The Apostle Paul said it this way, in his letter to the Philippians. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in you being united in Christ, if there is any comfort in Christ's love, anything in common by sharing the Spirit, if any tenderness comes with compassion, then make my joy complete by being of this mind, having the same love and one spirit among you. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in all humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but to the interests of others. And that's how Paul is calling us to unity, and that's what Christ calls us to do, is to put others before ourselves. Now, I have some expectations of myself as a member of the clergy, and you should too. First of all, I am a person of prayer. In fact, I pray so much that some days I feel like the Almighty saying, just shut up. But I think you should put that expectation on me. I'm supposed to do my job, and I try to do it well. I make mistakes because I'm a man of I just sin all the time, but I try to do better every day. And I have some expectations of the church leaders. I expect you to be people of prayer. I expect all of us to ask God to make us servants in the world. And I expect the servant leaders of this church to, one, learn your job, two, write it down, three, find a replacement and mentor them up. And that's how we disciple one another. And that's how we grow our church. So Jesus is calling us to do the hard work of being servants. Half of the people who go to seminary quit within the first 5 years. And I think it's because they don't understand this. This is the symbol of us carrying our congregation on our shoulders. And a lot of people want to sit in a study and read, which is fun. But then when the toilet overflows, they don't want to grab a mop. They want to grab a custodian. Just as servant preachers are supposed to be grabbing the mop and cleaning the church and doing those things, so you are to do that in the world. And people will see your lives and say, there's something different about that person. It was what St. Francis said, preach the gospel all the time. When necessary, use words. So by the way you truly live your lives, that's the way you will make a difference in the world. And since today is All Saints Day, we remember those who've gone before us. I can give you 100 names, probably 500 names, of saints that I've seen in the churches that I've served. It might be the little old lady on the pension who comes to church and gives everything she has. It might be the man who retires and sees that a wall needs to be painted and then comes in and paints the wall and no one would ever know the difference. You know these people as well. The minister at the First Congregational Church in Manhattan wrote yesterday, it's as if I can hear my ancestors say, slow down, do your job, don't screw this up. It's taken us 1,000 years to get you here. So I invite you, after or before communion, to light a candle in their name, because they were servants of God. So live your lives in a way that will make them proud. Think about it. Amen.